Mishnah on the base talks about the Avos Nezikim, Shor Bor Mava in heaven. And then the Mishnah points out that the Torah had to write all the Avos Nezikim beferish, because Lo Hari Ashor Kari Amava, Lo Hari Amava Kari Ashor, and so on. That there are Chumris and Kulis in each of the Avos Nezikim, so I wouldn't necessarily know one from the other. Here comes the Mishnah, the last lines of the Mishnah, Hatzara Shava Shebahen, Shedaka Mahazik, Shmirosan Alecha, Ukshizik Havamazik, Lashan Teshulmin Nezik, and Mekav Ha'aretz. That there is a tzarasha between the Avos Nezikin. First of all, it's normal for the Avos Nezikin to do Hezek. Secondly, there's a chi of Shmira on the Bailim, on the Adam. And when the Mazik does Hezek, he has to pay Meitav. Okay, that's the tzarasha of the Mishnah. So the question is, what do you need the tzarasha for? The Mishnah says that you couldn't learn the Avos Nezikin from each other, but the reality is there are psukim and chumash for each of the Avos Nezikin, so I don't need a tzarasha. So that's what the Gemara and Davov picks up with it. The Maran Davov is trying to figure out what's the purpose of the Tzarashava. Clearly it's coming to be marbe something else, because I don't need it to be marbe the Avos Nezikin themselves. That I know from Sukkim. Tzarashava Shebehen Lasuye Mar. What does Tzarashava come to be marbe? Amar Abaye Lasuye Abnus Zafinu Maso Shinicham Barosh Gago V'nafu Baruch Lasuye V'Hiziku. Abaye is the first of a slew of different Perushim that the Amaroyim have. Abaye says that it comes to be marba avno sakinu maso that you place berosh gagol v'naflu beruach mitzuyah. That's the case. It's not a direct avnezek. It's not shor bor mave or hever, but it's learned that from a tzarashava of multiple avos nezikin. So hechi domi. Frak the gemara. What are we talking about? Iba hadid the kaz the kamaz gehanu esh. If the avno sakinu maso did hezek while they're falling off the roof. So that's Eish Mamish. It's not fire, but it's basically the same as Eish. Maishna Eish de Kar Chacham Urba Umamon Chush Miraso Alecha Haninami Kar Chacham Urba Hanu Umamon Chush Miraso Alecha. It's Mamish de Zel Bezach. It's the same as Eish. Fundamentally. Right? It's Kar Chacham Urba, but Eish is Kar Chacham Urba, and nevertheless, you chayef Eish. So you should be chayef Avna Sakina Maso Shehiziku Bahadi de Ka'az. Ve'ela Bosa de Naichi. Must be talking about the Avna Sakina Maso. You place them Barosh Gaga, but then Naflu Baruch Matsuya, they landed, and after they landed, they did Hezek. Someone bumped into the Evan, tripped on the Evan, and he was Nizok by the Evan, not by the Karka. Remember, we had a discussion about that. Right? He was Nizok by the Evan, he was Nizok by the Sakin, cut by the Sakin. So the Hefsid, the Hezek, occurred after it was Nach. Once it was Nach, it's not like Eish. So the Gemara says, no, but even Bosa de Naichi, we don't need the Tzarashova. Ida afkirinu ben the Rabbein Lashmuel hainubor. If you mafkir the Avos Nezikim aso, Bosa de Naichi, so then ben the Rabbein Lashmuel hainubor. We know that bor b'shus ha-rabim is chayiv. Avos Nezikim aso, both Rabbein Shmuel claim that if you mafkir, your mamash has a din of bor, you can learn it straight out of bor. Maishna bor shekein tchilas ha-siyaso l'nezek u'mamon choshim yoson alecha. It's mamish the same as both. Not the Gemara, no. Ela the lo afkirinu. Must be talking about where you weren't mafkir. So the Shmuel damar kulam ibar lamar domhayna bar. It's still a kasha against Shmuel. Shmuel says that avnos akinam aso sheinichem brosh gaga v'nafel b'riach matzuya v'hiziko. If you weren't mafkir the avnos akinam aso, that's also learned out of bar. That's also learned out of bar. So why do I need a tzarashava? La'olam zav the Gemara dafkirin. Really, we're talking about that you were mafkir. Lo dama lebar. I need the tzarashava because the avnos akinim aso are not like bar. Malabar shekain ein koach hachem u'urbo. Tamar bahani shekoach hachem u'urbo. Normal bar, yechofer bar b'shus harabim. Let's say if there's no koach hachem u'urbo in the asiyas habar, in the creation of the davar mazik, but in the avnos akinim aso there is a koach hachem u'urbo. The ruach. You left it Barosh Gagol, Nafla Baruch Mitzvah, so the Ruach is Mitzdarek with the Koach HaAdam, with the Hanoch of the Adam, to create the Mazik. So I can't learn Avnos Sakinu Maso directly from Bor. Eish Tochiach, says the Gemara, but Eish is Koach HaCham U'Rav Bohen. Mala Eish Shekein Darkol Leilachul Hazik, but Eish is not similar to Avnos Sakinu Maso, because it's Darkol Leilachul Hazik, and the Avnos Sakinu Maso are only being Mazik, Basa Denaichi. So there are kulas and chumras over here. On the one hand, bor is not koach hacham urbo. The avnos akinim aso is koach hacham urbo. But you still have eish that's an av mazik with koach hacham urbo. And you can learn avnos akinim aso from eish. So the Gemara, no, you can't learn directly from Eish. Eish is dark or leilach lazik. It's mazik as it's moving. Avna sakin maso are not being mazik while they're moving. Bar tochiach v'chazer hadin. Talk to Gemara. There are kulas in bar, kulas in Eish. The avna sakin maso is not dummy neither to bar nor to Eish exclusively, but you have a tzara shava between bar and Eish, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to be. This is the first pshat of the Gemara of what the Tzad HaShav is coming to do now. Okay, so let's take apart this Gemara. Let's look at each stage in the Gemara. We'll see that there's a lot to discuss of it. Once you get the basic contour of the Gemara, then you have to take it more slow. Let's back up. Abaye says that Tzad HaShav is coming to be married by Abnus Lachinu Maso Shinichem Verosh Gago V'Nafu Burach Matziyah V'Hizik. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara initially says that if Bahadi the Ka'azli, if Basid the Naichi Kamazki, so then it depends. Either Afkirinu, if you're Mafki, so then Bein L'Rabbi and L'Shmuel Hainu Bo. Bein L'Rabbi and L'Shmuel Hainu Bo. Why is it similar to Bo? The Gemara says, what Bo is Tchilas Asiyaso L'Nezek, it's Mamoncha, and Shmir Asan Alecha. Three things. Tchilas Asiyaso L'Nezek, it's your mammon and the zechi of shmir. So what does that mean? What does tchilas asiyaso lenezek mean? What does it mean by bar? And let's try to analyze whether Avnus Akinu Maso really has that element. So the pshuto, you'd say that by bar is tchilas asiyaso lenezek because when it's originally created, when the bar is made by the Adam. Normal case of Bar B'Shasarabim is that there's a kriyas adam, there's a maisa kriya, that the person is digging the bor. The moment that it's made, it's roi lahazik, it's omed lahazik, it's roi lahazik, it has the potential to do nezik. That's l'chora how I would define the principle. The bor is tchilas asiyaso lenezik because the moment that it's made, initially when it's made by the maisa adam, it's roi lahazik, it has the potential to be nezik. And that be'emes is the way that we would explain the Gemara of Avnos Sakinu Maso on Daf Gimel. We've met Avnos Sakinu Maso already, right? The Gemara on Daf Gimel is trying to figure out what's the tolda of bor. Tolda senkiotze behen, lapkiotze behen, what is it? The Gemara says that Avnos Sakinu Maso shinichem b'rishus harabim v'hiziku, that's the tolda. Notice, this is Avnos Sakinu Maso, not the shinichem b'rosh gago, then naflu b'rach matsuya. You put them in rishus harabim, you place them down. So the Gemara says, why is it a told of bor? The Gemara first asks, is it afkirinu? Is it lo afkirinu? But ultimately, the Gemara comes along and says, what? Maishna boshken tchilas asiyaso lenezek mamoncha shmiraso alecha. Haninami tchilas asiyaso lenezek mamoncha shmiraso alecha. It's the same as bor. Tchilas asiyaso lenezek. By Avnos Sakinu Maso, by Bar, it's the same thing. So what does that mean? Says Rashi. Hani nami tchilas hasiyasam, tchilas mashenasu bar, dahenu kashonuchu l'sham, hayu omdim l'nezek. Tchilas mashenasu, when the Avnos Sakinu Maso were placed by Shusarabim, there was a maisa hanocha of the Odom, of the Baal Evan Sakin, umasa, right? There was a maisa hanocha, the moment when there was a maisa hanocha, it was omdim l'nezek, it was royal lahazik from that very moment. Roy lahazik from that very moment. So l'chora, that's the difference. The Gemara there is distinguishing between bor as opposed to shor. So bor is tchilas asiyaso lenezek because the moment that it was placed there, the Avnos Sakinu Maso, or the moment that there was the maisa kriya, it was omed lahazik. It was roy lahazik. It had the potential to be masik. As opposed to shor, it's not omed lahazik mitzad atzmo. The hezek of the shor is dependent on what? It's dependent on the rotsan of the shor. The shor also plays a role. Right, the shore also plays a role. You can't say it's tchilas asiyaso lenezek, but the shore is omid lahazik. It's omid lahazik. It's roy lahazik mitzad the maisa adam from the moment that the adam did his maisa. What maisa? Huma? It's totally in the rotsan of the shore. It's totally in the rotsan of the shore. It's not dependent on the maisa adam. So that's the chora, the poshup shan. That's what you would assume. But tchilas asiyaso lenezek means that the moment that the Odom was involved in the process in the creation of this item of this davar amazik, it was roi lahazik mitchila. Yes.
Roi lahazik bring on the piyuv, or is the piyuv when the guy falls
achiv is only when the guy falls in. But the point is, this is an extra reason why you would say that this davar mazik is more chomer. It's more chomer. Bor, you should be chayef a bor, because from the very beginning, since it was roi lahazik, it's more of a davar mazik. Since it's more of a davar mazik, you should be chayef for the maisa hezek. You should be chayef for the maisa hezek, chayef for the pshia, whatever it is. But you should be more chayef by bor, because it's tchilas asiyas olimezik.
It's
adding a chumrah. It's an element of bor. Maybe that's the element of bor that gives it its chiv. I mean, there's a pasuk to be mechayev of the adam for kriyas habor. But the point is, this is a special element of bor. So if you want to compare something else to bor, you would need this element in order to say that it's similar to bor. The problem is, here we're talking about the avnos akina maso that not hinicham v'rishas haram, but rather hinicham v'rosh gagal enough with v'rach matsuya. Is that the same? Well, the hanocha of the Adam is not Rishus Arab and Salib Rosh Gadol. Is it also Lahazik? Is it Roy Lahazik at that point in time when it's Hinichab Rosh Gadol? Not really. It's only Roy Lahazik through the Ruach. Right? It needs a Kor Chachem Urubo to become Roy Lahazik. It's not like Avnos Akinim Aso Shinichab Rishus Arabim. There, it's a Bor Rishus Arab. You created the Bor Rishus Arab. There's no real difference between that case and the regular case of Bor Rishus Arab, where there was a Maaseh Kriya. So Bishlama, to say that Boris Chulis Asiyas Olenezek and Avnav Sakin Maso also, if he knew Chum B'Shus Arab, that I get, because Mishas Hanocha, it's Roy Lahazik. But our Avnav Sakin Maso, Shinichem B'Rosh Gagav, Nafu B'Rech Matsuya, that's Tchilas Asiyas Olenezek. It's not Roy Lahazik, Mitchilas Asiyas. It's only through the Ruach that it's Roy Lahazik. So comes Rashi, and makes a remarkable statement, Rashi here on Dafok. Rashi says that Avnos Akina Maso Shinichem Rosh Gagol is Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek. Why? Hanami Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek the Havli Masuki Adayte B'Sof Olipo B'Roch Metsuya. It's Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek because the Bailim who left Avnos Akina Maso Rosh Gagol should have known that he could fool B'Roch Metsuya. Havli Masuki Adayte, he should have known. So it's viewed as Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek. That's how Rashi is learning. What's bothering Rashi? Rashi understands that it's not like the Shas Hanocha makes it Roy Lahazik without the Ruach. It's not like Avnos Akina Maso of Dav Gimel. But he says, even though it's not like Avnos Akina Maso of Dav Gimel, it doesn't matter. It's Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek anyway, because Havli Lasuke Adaita, you should have known that the Ruach was going to be able to be Mapalit, and then it's going to turn into a Davar Hamazik. So that's Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek as well. That's Rashi. Yes.
Yes. The lashon tchilas asiyasa l'nezek. I'm not sure that you have intention for this.
Where does it say intention?
Just the lashon. You did it for this.
You're a mushpa by the ravid. You're not up to the ravid yet. Hold your horses up. I mean, that's what you're saying. You're basically saying ravid. You're assuming it's a function of what the tachlis is, what the tzorich is. Rashi doesn't say anything like that on Dav Gimel. Omdim l'nezek doesn't mean that's your intent. Bechlal, is it your intent when you put the Avnos Akina Maso B'Rosh Gago that it should be Mazik? I don't think it's anyone's intent. Well, we'll have to understand what the Ravid means over there. But I don't think that's what Rashi means anyway. Because he's talking about Omdim L'Nezek. Sounds like a Roy L'Hazik type of Allah. So, Frekta Rashash, how can that be? Right? Rashi says that what? That Avnos Akina Maso Shinichem B'Rosh Gago is Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek because Avle L'Sukeh Daite. That it can be nofil b'ruach matsuya, the sofil lipo b'ruach matsuya. If we take into account the ruach, if the bialim has to take into account the ruach, and we say that the bialim did something that together with the koch of the ruach can do hezek, that's tchilas asiyasa l'nezek. So frek the rashash, there's something else that should be called tchilas asiyasa l'nezek as well. What's that? What? Eish. Eish, exactly. That's the rashash's kash. Koshali in Kain Eish Nami Avatilas Asiyasa L'Nezek. So also Havali Lasuke Adaite that it can do Hezek with the Ruach. Maishna Eish from Avnos Akina Maso Shinichem B'Rosh Gagol Menafu B'Nezek. If that's Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek, then it should also be Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek. So maybe it is. Ask the Rashash, it can't be, because the Gemara in Daf Yud says that that's not true. What's the chomer of Bormi Be'esh? The Gemara Daf Yud is talking the Tess and the Bey, Daf Yud Amad Aleph, talking about the different chomers of the Yavos Nezikin. Long brace over there. Chomer B'shar Mi Be'esh, Be'esh Mi B'shar, Esh Mi Be'bor, Bormi Be'esh, back and forth. So Zot the Gemara Daf Yud, Chomer Be'esh Mi Be'bor, Chomer Be'bor Mi Be'esh, Chomer Bor Mi Be'esh, Shetchilas Yasol and Ezek. And Masul Cheshot V'kot and Chayiv, Masha Ein Ken Be'esh. So, Frekta Rashash, the Gemara and Dafyud says that Boris Chilas Asiyos Olin Ezek, but not Eish. So, if Rashi understands on Dafvot that Avna Sakinim Asoshi Nichem Beresh Gagam Nafla Berach Matsuya is Chilas Asiyos Olin Ezek because Havle Vasuke Daite the Sofa Lipo Berach Matsuya, so then Maish Nozemi, Eish. Eish is the same thing. Havle Vasuke Daite. But the Lefo Berach Matsuya, so when you lit the Eish, Chilas Asiyos Olin Ezek. Right, because from the beginning you realize that it's roi lahazik through the esh, it's roi lahazik through the ruach. So why is that any different than avos sakinim asa? And yet the Gemara on Yud says that the esh is not chilas asiyos olin ezek, only bor is chilas asiyos olin ezek. It's pilei pla in fact the Rashash. So zok the Rashash lulei divrei Rashi, I give a different pshat than the Gemara does. Let it be said. Lule perusho hayanira lefarish hani nami pilas asiyos on the nezek haynu beesa shernasu bor ritzon alom b'sho shenochu take efru uyin lahazik avno sakin maso shenichan b'rosh gagav nefel b'roch metzuya is tchilas asiyos on the nezek zak the rashash, why? Because the tchilas asiyah means the shas hanocha. We said on daf gimel the shas hanocha is the tchilas asiyah. So just like the Avnos Sakinim Aso Shehinichan Bishas Harabin is Tchilas Asiyos Olin Ezek because Mishas Hanocha it's Roy Lahazik, it's Omid Lahazik. He says the same thing over here. When the Avnos Sakinim Aso land Bishas Harabin, when they land Bishas Harabin, it's Tchilas Asiyos Olin Ezek because Mishas Hanocha it's Tchilas Asiyos Olin Ezek, it's Roy Lahazik. Ah, you told me, but it's Roy Lahazik only through the Ruach. We're not talking about the stage when it's Hinichan Brosh Gaga. Talking about the stage that's nocho b'shus harabim b'shas hanocha it's roi lahazik. So b'shas hanocha it's roi lahazik. In fact, it's like bor is chilas asiyos olin ezek. B'shas hanocha b'shas hakriya it's roi lahazik. And the avos sakinim aso, even if hinichan brosh gago v'nofel b'ruach metzuya, yeah, the maisa odom is over before, but the reality is when it's noch b'shus harabim it's roi lahazik from that moment in time. It's chilas asiyos olin ezek. That's how the Rashash wants to learn. What's he saying? How's Rashash defining the concept? Rashi had said Chilas Asiyos Olin Ezek means that Mishas, what? Mishas Hanocha. When the Gavra did some kind of a mice, the Gavra was involved in the creation of the Dover HaMazik. Right? It was Omid Lahazik, it was Roy Lahazik from that moment in time. The Rashash is learning differently. What's he saying? He's saying, not the moment when the Gavra was involved in the creation of the Dover HaMazik, but when the Shame Mazik was Chal. The Shame Mazik was Chal. When is the Shame Mazik Chal by the Avnos Sakinim Aso? When they're Munach Berosh Gago. They're called a Mazik there. The knife is Berosh Gago. It's a Dover HaMazik Berosh Gago. The truth on that, it only becomes a Dover HaMazik when it's Munach Berosh Sarabin. It has to fall. Right? It has to fall. We're not talking about Bahali de Ka'azli Ka'mazki. It's not doing Hezik when the knife falls down and hits someone in the head, Chalila. That's not what it's doing. It falls down. The Ruach just brings it down. Right? The Ruach just brings it down. And then it does Hezek when it's Munach Bekarka. Munach in the Rosh Hasharabim. So what's Rashash saying? What Chilas Asiyos Olin Ezek means that when the Shem Mazik was Chal, it was Roy Lahazik from the very beginning. That's the Chorah, how the Rashash is learning. And that's why he says that Avnos Sakinim Aso is similar to Bor. Because when the Avnos Sakinim Aso fall, Vishus Arabim, the Shas Hanocha Vishus Arabim, it's Roy Lahazik, just like Bor. As opposed to Eish, when is the Chaloshem Dover HaMazik in Eish? Vishas what? Havara Lachar, right? The Eish is a Dover HaMazik at the moment that you light it. It's just it needs the Ruach in order to be a Mazik. But the Koach HaMazik, the Koach HaHezik in the Eish, exists when you light it. the koach hezek and the sakin doesn't exist when it's on the roof, because the hezek it's doing is that someone is tripping over it. No one's tripping over it in the roof. It's that it's going to fall. Right? So the shame mazik, the shame bor, is only chal b'shusaravim by the avnas sakin masal. The shame mazik of eish is chal when you madlik the eish, when you mavir the eish, when you light the fire. So that's what the Gemara and Daf Yud is saying, according to the Rashash, that bor is tchilas asiyaso l'nezek, because when the shame mazik of bor is chal, it's roi l'hazik mitchiloso. Both by regular bor b'shusaravim and by avnas sakin masal as well, that fell from the gan. But eish is not tchilas asiyaso l'nezek, because when the shame mazik was chal by eish, it wasn't roi lahazik, because it still needs the ruach in order to be mazik. That's the chiluk between bor as opposed to eish.
Why do you assume eish is chal before the ruach gets yedetzel?
What's the koach hahezik in the eish? That it can burn. It can burn things. So it can burn for good, it can burn for bad. But that koach exists even in the rishus of the mavir, in the rishus of the madlik. The ruach just has to bring it elsewhere in order for it to do damage to someone else. I mean, it could do damage in your property too, if it's not watched properly. If the ruach moves in your property, it could do damage here too. It's a davar mazik right here too. It's just for it to be mazik someone else, the ruach has to take it to someone else's rishus. Yes.
Isn't that also true by a knife? Meaning the knife is still dangerous even on the roof. It just needs the ruach to take down the mazik.
He's saying someone could trip on the roof too. You could trip on it. You can forget that you left the knife there and you could trip on the roof. Right here. I'm not sure. That's a good hour. The knife is a davar mazik on the roof if someone trips over it there. Maybe the idea is that if I put the knife there, so then if I know it's there, it's not going to be mazik me. But just because I lit the fire doesn't mean that it can't be mazik. I mean, it happens, right? It does happen that the fire, if the wind comes, so even if I have all the best intentions, it can blow the fire out of its out of the contained area that I have the fire. The wind can make it be mazik even in Marishas. In the case of the knife, right? If I forget about it, if I forget about it, so then it can be mazik me. But in the right. I forget about it. So when I first put the knife there, is it a davar mazik? Not really. Since I know the knife is there, it's not going to be mazik. But at the moment that I light the fire, the wind can take it. The wind can take it for a ride, and then it can be mazik, even if I don't want it to do so. Yes?
But I'm saying a knife, it happens all the time where people like take a knife out of whatever it's in, and it damages right then also. And it doesn't even need koach acher at that point.
Right? Okay.
So it's even...
I don't know, I'm not sure. Shalom. Follow.
There's a difference between, like, by that logic, a house can be damaging, or a board. If I go up into your garage and knock your head on something.
Right.
It sounds like it's more that it doesn't belong in your surroundings.
No, but you're getting to the rivet. We've seen all roads lead to the rivet here, right? But I'm not talking rivet. I'm talking Rashi. Now you're saying, is it normal? Is it for your tzorech, tzorochim, right? That's the rabbi. Tzorech tashmisha. I don't want to get to the rabbi yet. I want to try to understand Rashi. Done.
Was there no shas depending
Rashi and Daf Gimel? Rashi and Daf Gimel is a different avnas sakin masav. That's the whole point. Rashi, they can say that the tchilas asiya is the shas hanoch. But you can't say the tchilas asiya by avnas sakin masav shenichem b'rosh gago v'noflo b'rech mitzuya is the shas hanoch on the gag. It wasn't roi lahazik when you put it on the gag. It's only roi lahazik after the wind took it for a ride and it lands in the rishus arabim. Ami?
So when it was on the roof, by putting it on the roof, did you
act? Did she have action? Okay, hold. Excellent point. We're going to get to it. Yosef.
Doesn't Rashi when you speak?
The Rashash is not assuming that way, right? But we're going to get back to Rashi. Just one second. Yes.
When Rashi speaks about roof, that's right. It sounds like he's saying the exact same thing as he says about four. That we just said. Sounds like he's saying that it's
regular bar.
That the guy should have known that it was gonna do damage. That's what the Baruch Matzoy means. That he knows it's gonna come and it's gonna blow it away.
Okay, but that's not what Rashi said on the Gimel. And
it's
the problem, right? It's very similar to what Rashi said on the Gimel. I don't think it's very similar at all. Rashi on the Gimel says that the Avnas Sakin Masor that you place Bishus Arabim. B'shas hanocha, it's omed lahazik. The Avnos Afinim Masov that you put Barosh Gago is not Omid Lahazik Mishas Hanocha. It's only Omid Lahazik once it falls into the Rishas Ram. I know, Eitan S, no, maybe it's Omid Lahazik even Barosh Gago. But Pshuto, it's not. Pshuto, it's not going to be Mazik there. There's some kind of a mistake. You see, maybe the answer to what you're saying is that if I make a mistake and I don't walk properly, even though I know the knife is there, it can be Mazik me. Once the knife is placed per Shus HaRabim, so if people walk in the normal fashion, right? If people walk in the normal fashion and they just don't know it's there, that's not a mistake. They're doing normal things. So right? we're judging the item based on what's normal behavior. The normal behavior in the roof is not to bounce into the knife or to the oven because you know it's there. But once it's per Shus HaRabim, the people don't know, so then they can bounce into it and it'll be mazik them. Yes?
According to how we're explaining, it seems not only that Eish is also it's even more so than when you put out the skin of someone in the gap.
According to the Rashash or Rashi? According to the Rashash, it's not. Right? According to the Rashash, Eish is not Chilas Asiyasu L'Nezek, but Bor is. Why? Because Eish, when the Dover HaMazik, when the Shem Mazik was created, it wasn't Roy LaHazik. The Shem Mazik is created, this is what the Rashash is assuming, Shem Mazik by Eish is created when it's B'Shus HaMadlik, B'Shas HaDlokah. That's when the Shem Mazik is created. So it's not Roy LaHazik then, it still needs the Ruach. But the Avnos Sakina Maso...
Well, what we're saying it is Roy LaHazik because it could be Mazik your own stuff as well.
But I don't think that's what we're assuming. That's what Eitan is assuming. I don't think that's what the Rashash is assuming. He's assuming that the normal mode of action is that a person is not going to forget that it's Barosh Gaga. So the only time that it's going to do Hezik is if it leaves the Rishus. For that it needs the Ruach. As opposed to the Avnos Sakina Maso... Shinicha Barosh Gago, Nafu Baruch Metzuyah. Once the Nafu Baruch Metzuyah, the Nachu, Tchilas Asiyah, B'Shas Hanocha, right? The Chalos Shem Mazik of Bar is when the Nach B'Shas Arabim, at that moment, it's Takaroi Lahazik. Yes?
We must say, within the Rishash is assuming that when someone lights a fire, even for the Kohar comes, the Mazik is there.
Correct.
But when we say that, for example, if that Eish, before the Kohar comes, damages, it's not the Av of Eish, because Av of Eish in its Metzius requires Koach Acher. So an Eish
it requires Koach Acher for the Hezek, but not for the Chalos Shein Mazik. To be Koveh the Shein Mazik, it doesn't need the Koach Acher. Koach Acher is there to help it do the Hezek, but the Shein Mazik of Eish exists even without the Koach Acher. That's what the Rashash is.
If Eish could damage that Koach Acher, it would still be considered the Av of
Eish. It's a Dover HaMazik that needs help to create the Hezek, but the koach within Eish to do Hezek exists without the Ruach. The Ruach is just bringing it to the place where the Hezek is going to take place. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Rashash? What does Rashi say over here on Dafo? That Avlo Sakina Maso Shenicha Barosh Gagam Nafal Baruch Metzuya is Tchilas Asiyaso L'Nezek because Havalei Basuke Hadaite Besofo Lipo Baruch Metzuya. He doesn't say B'Shas Hanocha it's Roy L'Hazek, B'Shas Hanocha B'Shas Arabim it's Roy L'Hazek. Why not? Efshir, someone has suggested that Rashi assumes again that the din of Tchilas Asiyasu L'Nezek is a function, it's a koach in the Dover HaMazik that gives it more of a reason to be chayiv. So Rashi says that that's a function of the Shas Pshias HaBailim. It has to be a function of the Zman that the Bailim are Poshaya in the Chetza. When did the Pshia take place? When they put it Barosh Gago. That's when the Pshias HaBailim took place. So Tchilas Asiyasu L'Nezek is going to be a reason to be mechayev you midin bar. Then that reason, that time, has to take place when the Pshias HaBailim took place. It can't be later. Rashi says, no, it could be later. It could be B'Shas HaNocha when it's Melech B'Shas HaRabim. Rashi felt that can't be. Because you're trying to find a factor that's more of a mechayev by bar. So Rashi assumes it has to be connected to the Pshias HaBailim. And since the Pshias HaBailim occur when they put it Barosh Gago, then Tchilas Asiyasu L'Nezek has to be Barosh Gago. That the kfius of that element, of that factor, has to be Barosh Gago when they were actually pushing. Why does Rashi assume like that? Why does he assume Tchilas Asiyasu L'Nezek has to be B'Shas Pshias HaBailim? Is it a different kasha? You want to answer my question? Why does he assume like that? L'chora, the answer is what? Eitan, I see you smile. Yeah? Go ahead.
The idea that whether I'm obligated to watch my, maybe is it Shmiras HaBailim
is the mechayev fur.
Yeah,
is
the
mechayev fur.
The
kshia b'shmir sabaylim,
or is it that my mamon was mazik?
The ma'aseh has to get the mamon. What does Rashi hold in that shayla?
Rashi would say it's a sabaylim.
It's Shia Sabayla Bishmirasan. And we talk and know that. Rashi and Av Gimel is Shitasan. Rashi holds that Niske Mammon, the Machayev of Niske Mammon, is Shia Sabayla Bishmira. That was the Rashi we saw, that Korachacha Me'urav Bo, according to Rashi, is a Chumra, it's not a cooler. Remember, you have this big Machloikis Rishon? So Rashi says, Eish is Korachacha Me'urav Bo, Vahavali Lasuke Adaite. He doesn't learn that Eish is Chayev despite the fact that Korachacha Me'urav Bo. If you were to ask me, I'd say the Korachacha Me'urav Bo is a kula by Eish, that there's less of a Maisa Hezek. The Mammon is not doing as much of a Maisa Hezek because the Eish is not Mazik by itself. It needs the Ruach to do the Hezek. So I'd say the Korachacha Me'urav Bo is a kula by Eish. Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi learned the Korachacha Me'urav Bo is a Chumer by Eish. Since Korachacha Me'urav Bo and the Ruach can be Molech by Eish, to Makom Rochok, Havali Lasuke Adaite, is more of a reason that you should be careful with the Eish. Sounds like it's a chumrah. Why is it more of a chumrah? Less of a maisa hezek on the part of the mammon. So we said, no, Rashi holds that the mechayev by nizkei mammon is the pshia sabayla b'shmir asam. So if the ruach gives the eish superpower, then there's more of a pshia on the part of the bayin. They didn't watch the eish, even though there's greater power in the eish, because the ruach gives even stronger power to the eish. So could be Rashi l'shitasa. Rashi assumes that the mechayev by nizkei mammon is the pshias abayim b'shmira. So Rashi holds tchilas asiyasa l'nezek has to be chal, the din of tchilas asiyasa l'nezek has to be chal b'shas pshias abayim. It has to be related to pshias abayim because it's a svara to be machmir, to be mechayev the bayim more. So it has to occur at the time when the bayim are poshaya because it's the pshias abayim b'shmira and that's the real mechayev for the nizkei mammon to be given. Yes.
Rashi, why isn't this case of Barosh Gago and then it falls and then somebody trips on it? Just a case of bor with an added chumrah. Like, why is Korach Me'urav Bo a reason to say that it's actually not a case of bor? If Korach Me'urav Bo is a chumrah, you should say, it's classic bor, but even more stringent. Well, why is that to say that it's not on the shame as like a bor, and we need to tell the show?
Because Korach Me'urav Bo by Eish is a chumrah, but by bor, it's definitely a kula. Isn't it definitely a kula?
Why?
Aha, you're saying, no, it should be a chumrah because it can take the sakin into the Rishas HaRabim. He's saying the fact that the Ruach can bring the Avnos Sakin HaMaso into the Rishas HaRabim, that's a chumrah. He should have been more careful because the Ruach Matsuya can be molechid into the Rishas HaRabim. That's what you're suggesting. The same way by Eish, that it's a chumrah because the Ruach is able to be molechid a further distance, and so too by the Avnos Sakin HaMaso, it can bring it into the Rishas HaRabim. That's what you're asking. Okay, let's see. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? I guess the answer is according to Rashi, Korachacha Me'urav Bo is just it doesn't matter whether it's a chumra or a kula. It's that it's not dum yudavar. It's not similar to bar. So if its nature is different than bor is normally not Korachacha Me'urav Bo. So if the Avnos Sakin HaMaso is Korachacha Me'urav Bo, even if Korachacha Me'urav Bo is more of a reason to be mechayiv, but I can't be mechayiv midin bor by itself because it's different than bor. It doesn't share the same qualities as bor. So maybe it's just it's a different mazik, right? It's not bor. You're saying it's a kolishkin, it's a kavachomer from bor.
Yeah, because it sounds like that the reason we're saying it's not bor is because there's a kula that bor doesn't have. It doesn't sound just like it's just not doing it.
Okay, so let's
qualifications of bor, and then it has more.
Okay, leaving out the beer that we just gave, how does Rashi explain the Gemara and Dafav according to you?
That's what I'm asking.
So you're still asking a kasha on Rashi, that if Korachacha Me'urav Bo is a chumrah, so how does the other see in the Gemara? Because Pashat in the Gemara is that we're saying that Avnos Sakin HaMaso are more kal than regular bor, because bor is not Korachacha Me'urav Bo, and Avnos Sakin HaMaso is Korachacha Me'urav Bo, right? That's basically what you're asking.
Yes.
Okay, so the answer has to be that even if it's a chumrah, but it's still not Dumya Devor. It's not Dumya Devor. So maybe if it's not Dumya Devor, maybe there are other differences. Why should I say that Avnos Sakin HaMaso should be Chayav Midin Bor, but it's not the same as Bor? It's different. It's a Kal V'Chomer. Kal v'chomer, if bor is chayiv, even if it's not korach hacham urbo, so maybe Avnes HaKinim Aso should certainly be chayiv. No, maybe the reason why bor is chayiv is despite the fact that it's not korach hacham urbo, it doesn't have that extra element, it's still chayiv, but it's chayiv for its own reasons. Once I distinguish between Avnes HaKinim Aso and bor, so then who says you can learn Avnes HaKinim Aso from bor? That's apparently how Rashi is learning.
But Avnes HaKinim Aso has all the qualifications of bor, it just also has korach hacham.
It has extra. He's saying it has extra. So why is it worse than? I don't know. I have to think about it. It's interesting, Kashi. Yes, Shalom.
So I don't have correct. We're saying Rashi is assuming that the placement, because it's done with Shia, you can say at that moment it's korach hacham, correct?
Yes. The moment of Pshia Sabailin, the moment of Pshia Sabailin, it was Roy Lahazik through the Ruach. So that's called a Pshia.
Won't Rashi follow the same question of Shasha?
Aish? Yeah, 100%. So that's taka true. We have to deal with that kasha. But first I want to understand the Svar of Rashi. Right, so the Svar of Rashi we got. Right, the Rashash says, Tchus Asyasa Lenezek means that the moment that the Shem Mazik was Nikva, it was Roy Lahazik. Rashi says, no, Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek means that at the moment of Pshias HaBailim, the Bailim should have realized that it was going to be Roy Lahazik through the Ruach. The problem is, but Eish also, Eish should be Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek too, because at the moment that the Bailim were Poshea, when they lit the fire, they should have realized that the Ruach would take it and cause a Hazik. So the Shita Mekubetzes relates to this kasha. Right? The Shita actually asked the kasha of the Rashash. This is a Shita Mekubetzes in Ksav Yad. You're not going to find this in the regular Shita Mekubetzes in the Kohet Mefarshim. But they point out that the newer Shita Mekubetzes is... This is... I found this online. Otsra Chochma has a slew of different versions of the Shita Mekubetzes. So in the Shita Mekubetzes, I think it's called Beirav. I don't know. So he has a footnote here where he quotes another Ksav Yad. Hiksha harav Rabbeinu Shmuel. Kev l'choshev av nesakinu maso at chilas asyosel l'nezik machmas haruach. Av al gav shevimokam sheinich Hashem v'rosh agai v'hoi yoratzim l'nezik im lo al yidei haruach. Im ken eish nami tarshu at chilas asyosel l'nezik hem shenliku v'mokam sheroi lahadzik v'rof mitzli. That's your kash, Shalom. Right? But eish is no different. If Avnos Sakin Maso is Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek Mach Masaruach, so Eish also should be Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek Mach Masaruach. So he says, V'tir Yitzri, the Shabbat Mishkan Chasei Shein Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezek, Yon Shehid Lekal Eish Vo Yageda Mapsik. Yachav Nofal Ageda Baruch Shein Amitzuya Ve'ovra Ve'hiziko. V'kagon Shai Lo Lagodra V'lo Godra. It fell Baruch Shein Amitzuya, but you knew about it afterwards and you should have been Goda. So that's not Chilas Asiyasa L'Nezek, because when you first lit the fire, there was a geder there. So it wasn't Roy Lahazik Mishas Hadloka, it was Roy Lahazik only when the geder fell down. And it fell down Baruch Shein Metzuya, so you had no reason to be concerned about that from the beginning, but now that the geder fell down, it turned into a Dov Ramazik. It's the new Chilas Asiyah. There is no Asiyah now. The Chilas Asiyah was when you were Madak, but at that time it couldn't have done Hezek because there was a geder. So there's a hechetimtza zokdaria, hechetimtza that eish is not chilas asyasa l'nezek, gon, if you were madlik the eish when they were together there. So that's why the Gemara in Daf Yud says eish is not chilas asyasa l'nezek, the bor is chilas asyasa l'nezek. Why? Because if there was a gather by the eish, then it's not roi lahazik mitchila, it's only roi lahazik after the gather falls down. And bor? You put a bor in your rishus, let's say, right? You put a bor, a bor b'shus rabim with a gather, and then the gather falls down. What's the difference? Right? The Gemara in Daf Yud says bor is chilas asyasa l'nezek, but eish is not. So why not? If chilas asyasa l'nezek means that the time of pshias habayim, you should have realized that it could do hezek. So if you tell me eish is not chilas asyasa l'nezek because the Bailim didn't do a pshia if there was a geder mitchila. If there was a geder, a fence separating the eish from chotz chavero, so they didn't do a pshia. So the same is true by bor. If you had a geder around the bor, then there's no it's not chilas asiyasa l'nezek because the Bailim didn't do a pshia. Very difficult answer. Chora, what he's saying is that the Eish is a Dover HaMazik even if there's a Geder there. Right? The Eish is a Dover HaMazik. It's called Eish. It's a Dover HaMazik even when the Geder is there. Tchilas HaSiyasa LeNezek, that it isn't when the Geder is there, because the Geder prevents it from doing Hezek. But if you have a Geder around a Bor, does Hasnish Bor. It's not called a Bor. It's not a Bor. Because if you have a Geder around the Bor, there's no Koach HaMazik in the Bor Bechla. If you have a Geder around the Eish, so the Eish can't do Hezek somewhere else, but the Koach HaMazik in Eish still exists. But if you have a Geder around the Bor, there's no Koach HaMazik in that Bor Bechla. It's not a Bor. It's not really a Bor. If no one can get to it, it's not really a Bor. So if it's not really a Bor, I can't learn that Bor. I can't say that's the quintessential Bor. I can learn it, but Mahatzad between Eish and Bor or something else. I can learn it from myself, but I can't learn it directly from Bor. So that could be, according to Rashi, that could be what the Gemara and Dafyud is saying. Bor is Tchilas Asiyas or Lenezek, because there is no Hechet Timtza where the Tchilas Asiyas is not Lenezek. Because if you made it with a Geder around it, that's not called a Bor. Any Bor that you made, the Tchilas Asiyas, from the Tchilas Asiyas, it's Roy Lahazik. But Eish is not Tchilas Asiyas or Lenezek, because you could have a Hechet Timtza by Eish where you lit the fire with the Geder around. It's called a Mazik of Eish. You can do Hezek over here. It's just it can't go beyond the Geder. So it's not Roy Lahazik, but Shus Acherim from the Tchilas Asiya. So that could be the difference between Eish and Bor Kointer Rashi. Yes?
I just don't understand. Why is there that assumption that if we have a Geder, we can't damage? If no Geder, we can't damage. Same way, Bor can't damage
the Geder also. Eish can always do damage where it is. You're saying if I light a fire and I put a Geder around it, there's absolutely nothing here, so it can't do Hezek.
Assuming the Geder is a true Geder and it can't get past the Geder, you say we can't look at what...
Right, so somehow the Koach HaMazik in Eish exists within the Eish itself. It has the Koach to be Mazik.
So there's a Bor, so we call
it... No, it doesn't. A Bor only has a Koach to be Mazik if someone falls in it. Right? If it's impossible for someone to get around...
Initially had different damage
from
the consciousness.
No. Right here? What do you think the Pshat and the Shita Mekabetzes is? You don't know? Okay. I'm trying to figure it out, right? I'm trying to figure out what the Pshat is. That's what he must be assuming. He must be assuming a Bor with the Geder around it. It's not called a Bor. It's not called a Bor. It's not a Bor. It doesn't have a Koach to be Mazik if there's a Geder around it. But Eish has an intrinsic Koach HaMazik. It's just it's not going to be mazik yenim. It's not going to go beyond the Geder. It has an intrinsic koach to be mazik even in its mokum. A Bor doesn't have an intrinsic koach to be mazik unless there are people there, unless there is something else there. And I have to think about it. I have to work on it. But that's l'chora what the Shita Mekabetzes is saying. Kol zeh b'das Rashi. This is all to try to work on Rashi. Rashi is very shver on this sugya because you put Rashi and Daf Gimel and Rashi and Daf Vav together. They don't fly together very well. You have to work on it. The Ravid has a totally different shot. What does the Ravid say? Two days of Ravids back to back. Halodovim. Right? Ma'ishna bar t'chilas asiyasa l'nezek. Kirsha harishonim kol dorashu b'makom p'shia shiyach olavo nezek mimenu kori t'chilas asiyasa l'nezek. Who's this Kirsha harishonim? It's Rashi, right? Right, if b'shad b'mokom apshia b'shas apshia the hezek can come, that's chilas asiyasa l'nezek. Ve'ein ze tam yofes, says the Ravid, can call davar shepashem b'shmirosin yehel lav shem ze l'matzino ze hashem elo l'bar v'adomer. So then it should apply to Eish as well. The Ravid is trouble with Shalom's kashin, with the Shita Mekabetzes' kashin. He doesn't like the Ri's answer. Get there. Who get there? What get there? Says the Ravi, what's Chilas Asiyas Ol Nezek? That's Dovah Shein Rishuz B'nei Adam L'Hanich Hosham, and the Nezek is Matzui Misham. It's not, there's no permission to leave the thing there, and the Nezek is Matzui there. That's Bar B'Shus Arabim. There's no right to dig the Bor in Rishuz Arabim. The Nezek is Matzui. The person doesn't have Rishus. That's Tchilas Asiyasa lenezek. Continues the rabbi. V'chein avna v'sakino shenicham b'rosh gago. Ein derech ben adam lahanicham b'rosh gago. Mipnei shanezek matzim mishon. It's not that ein reshus ben adam lahanicham b'rosh gago. Ein derech ben adam. It's not normal for a person to leave a knife or an oven in his roof. He'll put it in his garage. Because the nezek is matzim mishon. The ruach can take it. So it's not normal for him to put it there. Ve'ein an mokom atznoklal. וכשניחם שם ביוחל הרוח מצויה להפילם בשסר אבם, הרי הוא כאילו הניחם בידיים, והרי הוא כחופר בר, והנזק מיד מוצא שם. Since the ruach can bring it there, it says, if when he places it on the gag, it's like he put it in the reshesar abim bidayim, and the nezek is matzim misham, so it's chilas asiyasa lenezek. What's the rabbi saying? He compares bar b'shesar abim to abna sakinim asal, but he's distinguishing between them as opposed to esh. So what's the... what's his definition and what's the chilek between that and esh? So l'chora, what the rabbi is saying is tchilas asiyasa lenezek means that something that the nezek is matzi misham and it's not normal to place it there, right? Then it's as if you placed it there l'tzorech hezek. Of course you didn't do that. No one puts something down in order to be mazik someone else. Chalila, I wouldn't assume like that. He's chayiv even if he didn't have that intention. But because it's ein derech lahanicho sham, and the nezek is motzi misham, we look at it as though it's as if you placed it there. The tchilas asiyah is lenezek. Not that it's ro'i lahazek, it has the potential to be mazik mishas tchilas asiyah, but rather the tzorech of the item, the tchilas asiyah, is lenezek. It's as if the tzorech hadover is lenezek. Why? Because what else are you doing here? You have no right to put it there, or it's not normal for you to put it there. So what are you putting it there? So we look at it as though the tzorach hadavar is finezik. That's what tchilas asiyasa finezik means according to the rabbi. And that's the comparison between Avno Sakinu Maso and Bar B'Shus HaRabim. Bar B'Shus HaRabim is worse. You don't even have permission to put it there. The Avno Sakinu Maso, you have permission to put it B'Rosh Gagam, but it's not normal to do it. And the hezik is motzoi both by Bar B'Shus HaRabim and by Avno Sakinu Maso once it falls into Bar B'Shus HaRabim. So it's up the Raibid, that's Chilas Asiyasa Lenezek. As opposed to Eish, what's the difference between that and Eish? So comes the Rashba and he adds on. He says, what's the difference between that and Eish? Ma'la Boshkein, Chilas Asiyasa Lenezek, Masha'en Kein, Ve'Eish, V'Shein, Eish Ochiel, Shein Chilas Asiyasa Lenezek, Shezem Adliko, B'Sarch Rishuso, L'Tzorcho, V'Holchem, Chutz L'Rishuso, V'Hizika. By Eish, what are you being madlik? And madlik in your own rishus. For what purpose? Think about it. It's dark olach niyichol sham. It's normal to light a fire in your own rishus. People have barbecues every day. Well, maybe not in this weather, but whatever. People have barbecues outside in their own private rishus. So it's normal. They have the rishus. It's normal to do it. The nezek is matzim misham. The nezek is matzim misham if the ruach is going to bring it. But it's normal to be madlik in that makom. So if a person has permission to be madlik at Malkom, and it's normal to be madlik there, then we look at it as though you lit the eish l'tzarech tashmishcha. You lit the eish for your personal benefit, not the tzarech nezek. We don't look at it that you look at it that you lit it l'tzarech to be mazik. So comes the Rashba and says that's why eish is not chilas asiyasa l'nezek, because we don't look at it as though you lit it initially. You created this item. L'tzarech hezek, we assume that when you created it, l'tzarech tashmish adam. As opposed to bor b'shus harabim and avna sakinu maso, since it's ein lo rishus l'hanicho sham, and it's ein darko l'hanicho sham because the nezek is motzoi, the tchila sasi is l'tzarech nezek. Not that it's ro'i l'hazek v'tchila, but that the purpose, the tachlis, the tchila sasi was l'tzarech nezek. That's how we look at it, because it's not normal for you to put it there. Yes.
Like a rabbit that we saw put in the Rashba earlier, where he said that since he leaves an item, since he leaves Avanos Kim Masal in a Rosh Hashanah, so we make it as if it's Kabbalah. It says we make it like,
yes, since you left it, the Ravid on Daf Chavches, right? Since you left the Avanos Kim in Rosh Hashanah, it's such a great Pshia, it's like a Kavanah Lahazim.
Yeah.
So this is a similar idea, it's different.
You say
there he's talking about kavana. Here we're saying we look at it as though it's litzorech yotashmish. Is it litzorech yotashmish or litzorech nezek? So he's saying we look at it as though it's litzorech nezek because you left it there. That's an interesting tsushta. I like that idea. The Ravid wanted to say, again, Tosis had a kasha. Tosis said on the case of Avnos Sakinim Asol Sheinichem B'Shus HaRabin, the Gemara had said that if you're not mafkir, so then according to Rav, Mishor Lamadna, Yichayim Yidin Shor. So Tosis says, what kind of shor over here? Shor of Shem V'Regel? Shem V'Regel Apote B'Shus HaRabin. We're talking Sheinichem B'Shus HaRabin. So it can't be Midin Shem V'Regel. Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. This is not Kavanos Lahazik. So came the Ravid on Daf Chavches and said, no, maybe it's Midin Karen, but it's Kavanos Lahazik, because since you have such a great Pshia that you put the Avnos HaKinim Aso in the Rishus HaRabim, that's called Kavanos Lahazik. It's not quite the same, because there it's Avnos HaKinim Aso that you placed in the Rishus HaRabim. Here we're talking about Avnos HaKinim Aso that you put the Rosh Gavra.
He says that we know it's going to fall. So he's already viewing it as if it's a priesthood.
Okay, it's not quite the same. Here it's quite a jump. He's saying, since it's Ein Derech L'Hanich Hoshom, we look at it as though Yitzorech is Finezah. Okay, it's similar. It's a similar idea. Okay. This is the first line of the Imam. Yes, Shalom. Still on the first line.
I thought on the earlier about the commission of Shah earlier this year about that a bore. First of all, we said not damaging his head. A person has to present himself in a certain fashion, not falling into the war to be damaged. I can stand in the war and not be hurt. I can't be inside a fire and not be burned.
Oh, that's the answer to your question. Right? That's the answer to your question. You're saying, how is Eish an intrinsic mazik if there's a geder? Because Eish intrinsically, if you come in contact with the Eish, it's going to be mazik. Just because you're in the bar doesn't mean it's going to be mazik. You have to fall into the bar. So if there's no one there to fall, then you could say that there's no intrinsic element of mazik in the bar. Efshe. It's a good idea. Very, very interesting, Shalom. What does the Gemara say right there? Okay, we finished the first line. Let's get to the next one. That's the Tzara Shav according to Abai. It's up to Gemara. Ida afkirenu ben Rabbi Meshmul hanu bor. Bor is chilas asiyasol lenezek, and so is avnos akinam asol. So it should be learned out of bor. Comes the Gemara and says, no. Ella the low afkirenu. Maybe we're talking about that you weren't mafkir. The fact the Gemara leshmuel the amar kulam ibor lamadnu hanu bor. Still a kash on Shmuel. Shmuel holds that Avnos HaKinam Aso, Shelo Hifgir, is learned out of Bor. So, it's the same problem. Let's learn it straight out of Bor. Why do we have to learn it Tzara Shav? It's not the Gemara, not Lolam Dafkarino, but it's not similar to Bor. Bor is Koach Hacher, Bor is En Koach Hacher Murubahen, and these are Koach Hacher Murubahen. What's that second line of the Gemara? The Gemara entertains the possibility that if lo afkirinu, there's still a problem on Shmuel. Shmuel says kula mibor l'mada, so there's a problem. Because Shmuel is only one shita, right? Rav disagrees. Rav holds that avnos akinam aso cheinichem v'rosh gago v'nafel b'ruach metzuya. If you were not mafkir, what's the chi of midin? Not midin bar, but rather midin shor, right? It's your mama, so your chi of midin shor, not midin bar. So why did the Gemara say that either lo afkirinu lishmul da makulam ibar lamadu hainu bar? Rav da om makulam ishar lamadu hainu shar. What's the shlach? Why couldn't the Gemara mention Rav's shita also? The Gemara something against Rav? I know Rav is Shmuel, halacha ke Rav be Yisuri, halacha ke Shmuel bedini, so maybe we're talking only according to Shmuel. Come on. We mention Rav in the Gemara constantly, Rav and Shmuel. This machlokas Rav and Shmuel. In the third paragraph we talk about Rav. So why can't we talk about Rav over here too? Why don't we mention Rav over here? So this was the raya that Tosus brought on Daf Gimel Amud Beis to his understanding of Shitas Rav. Rav says kulam mishora lamadu, that Avnos HaKinam Aso, that you're not mafkir, is learned out of shor. Just shor or shor plus? So Rashi learned that shor v'lav told of the barhu. It's not told of the bar. It's only shor. And we said Rashi felt compelled to say like that. Why? Because the Gemara Daf Chav Ches is trying to figure out what? That there's going to be a Chiyuv of Kelim for the Avnos HaKinam Aso. So if it's also learned out of Bor, there shouldn't be a Chiyuv of Kelim, there'll be a Ptur of Kelim. Rashi says it's only learned out of Shor, not Bor. But Tysus had his problems. He says, how can it only be learned out of Shar? But what Shar? Who's Shar? Shein v'regula can't be. That's part of Bishas Arabin. Karen is Kavanosa Lahazik. Karen is a Balchai. Right? A Shar. How can you learn Avnos Akinam Aso from Karen? So Tysus says, no, it's learned out of Shar, but not exclusively Shar. It's learned out of Shar and Bor. Taka, there are differences between Avnos Akinam Aso and Shar, but that's why we have Bor. It's learned out of a Tzad Hashav of Shar and Bor. According to Tysus, this Gemara is Givaldic. Tysus says, this Gemara is a Raya. Ula kamon gabei hatzad hashav de ka'amar abaya lasuy avnos akino logoras I l'rav da'amar kula mishor l'madnu hanu shor. De l'rav osi shapir de b'mahatzad asya k'defrishis. That's the line of Tosis that we left out, sort of. We read it, but we didn't really understand it. But that's the line. The line is from our Gemara. Our Gemara is trying to figure out what the Tzad Hashav of the Mishnah is teaching me. Zok tabaye, avnos akino maso, shinichem v'rosh gagav, nafla v'roch mitzuya. So the Gemara is a kasha, well, but you don't need a Tzad Hashav, we can learn it directly from Bor. And if you weren't mafgir, we can still learn it from Bor l'fi Shmuel. Aye, but it didn't ask, we could learn it from Shor l'fi Rav. The answer is you can't learn it from Shor exclusively l'fi Rav. You'll need a Marat Tzad anyway. So according to Rav, it's not a kasha. According to Rav, it's mamish gevaldik. If you weren't mafgir the Avnos Akinam Aso Avada, you'll learn it from a Tzad Hashav. That's the Tzad Hashav, according to Rav. This case of Avnos Akinam Aso, that's learned out of Shalom Hifkir, it's learned out of Shor and Bor. It's great. That's the Tzad Hashav. The Kash is only on Shmuel, because Shmuel says that Avnos Akinam Aso, Shalom Hifkir, you're only going to learn from Bor. So that's not a Tzad Hashav. So then Taka Koin to Shmuel, it's fair. So this is what the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam suggests. He points this out, that depending on how you learn will determine whether you have this Girsa in the Gemara. In the second Ila Rav, the second Ramaskal, I'm catching up, I'm getting a little better at this. In the second Ramaskal, Ila Rav, he says, Piresh Rabbeinu Shmuel, that's the Rashbam that Tosis is quoted on that Gim. Mishara Lamad, Mahani Mishara Umi Bor. Hocha Ein Legor Sokla. The Rashbam says that if, according to Rav, Kula Mishara Lamad means Shor Ubar, then you're not Goris Ila Rav, Dama Kula Mishara Lamad, no Hainu Shor. Dokeva the Mishara Umi Bor Yafinan, Zehu Mehat Sara Shava. The Tzad Hashava, so you don't. We're not goris that in our Gemara over here. So according to Tosis, this Gemara is Givaldik. Problem is going to Rashi. What do we do with Rashi? Rashi holds that Rav is of the opinion that Avnos Akinam Aso Shalom Hifkir is learned out of Shor exclusively. It's not told to the Bor. So then Taka the Gemara. The Gemara should have mentioned Rav too. That if you're not Mafkir, according to Shmuel, it's Bor. According to Rav, it's Shor. But it's not a Tzad Hashava either way. What's the answer? I don't have a good answer. Either you could say that since Hilchos HaKishmur Bedineh would just focus on Shmur. Or the other way is to say that since the Gemara began, how did the Gemara begin? The Gemara says that if it's Avnos Akinam Aso Shehifkir, so then Bein L'Rav Bein L'Shmur, that's Bor. The Gemara begins by saying that it's Bor. It's not a Tzad Hashav, it's Bor. So it could have said that there's no kasha. If lo hifgir, it's taka kasha, ben l'rab, ben l'shmul also. According to Rab, it's sure. According to Shmuel, it's bor. But the upshot of the Gemara is going to be what? That really, we're talking about shehifgir. Right? Really, we're talking about that he was mafgir. But nevertheless, it's not like bor. Bor is not koachacham mu'urabo, and these are koachacham mu'urabahem. So ultimately, the tarets of the Gemara is going to be that it's hifgir, but it's not similar to bor. So we're going to focus on bor. See, even though at this stage of the Gemara we could have said according to Rav, it's sure, but the Gemara is sort of like a setup. It's focusing on Bor, so that's why it sticks to Bor. It only sticks to Shmuel. Epshin, maybe that's the answer. That the Gemara started with saying that it's learned out of Bor, if you're mafkir the Avnos Akinam Aso. At this stage, Taka could say either Bor or Shor, but ultimately it's going to come around to say Bor anyway. So if in stage one it says it's trying to learn from Bor. Stage three it's going to try to learn from Bor. So in the middle stage, when it asks the kasha, it only asks from Bor, it doesn't ask from Rav. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's the only answer I could think of. So let's get to stage three. What does the Gemara say? Really, we're talking about the Afkirinu, Velodami Labor. Bor is Ein Koach Hacham Urbo, but Avnos Akinam Aso is Koach Hacham Urbo. Why did the Gemara have to say La'olam the Afkirinu? If the Gemara is focusing on Shmuel Shita, so the teretz of the Gemara doesn't have to be the Afkirinu. It could be whether you're Mafkir or not Mafkir. Once we focus on Shmuel, so then just say La'olam, we can't learn from Bor. Period. It doesn't matter whether you're Mafkir or not. Shmuel holds that Bein the Afkirinu, Bein the Lo Afkirinu, it's not that of Bor. So if we're focusing on Shita Shmuel for some reason, so why doesn't the Gemara say La'olam Lekala Melef Mi Bor? You can't learn from Bor because Bor is Zen Kor HaChamurabo and Avna Sakina Masav is Kor HaChamurabo. Why does the Gemara say no, La'olam the Afkirin? Really we're talking about that you are Mafkir the Bor. You're Mafkir the Bor. But nevertheless, Avna Sakina Masav can't be learned from Bor because it's different. Why do we focus on the Afkirin? So the Nachlas David has two very important answers here. His second answer is the simple pshat. The simple pshat is that we really do want it to go bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel. In the intermediary stage, we don't ask from Rav, if he rash. Right? We ask only from Shmuel, we don't ask from Rav. But ultimately, in the maskon of the Gemara, we want to make sure, we want to make it go l'kulei alma, if we can. If you can go l'kulei alma, we'd like to do that. So if he wasn't mafkir, the Avnas HaKinim HaSo, then only according to Shmuel it's midin bor. But if you were mafkir, then even Rav agrees that Yechayim midin bor. So the Gemara said La'olam da'afkirinu because it wants to make it work bein l'Shmuel bein l'Rav so that it'll come l'chuli al. That's the Nachlas David's second answer. That's really the simpler pshat. Right, he throws it in. If all the Nachlas David had said was that, I'd say okay, it's a nice pshat, it's an interesting idea, but I'm not sure I would have assigned it to you. Right? Akarcho tzarach lomar. He's bothered with the kasha that we're not going to get to because we haven't done the rest of the Gemara. Akarcho tzarach lomar must be the pshat is the other noket. B'da'afkirinu it should be. It's a misprint in the Nachlas David. Did you notice that? Not b'da'afkirinu. The noket b'da'afkirinu. That's a major error. I don't know what happened. The hada noket b'da'afkirinu. Haino kiyeche the tukam ali b'da'kuliyamu poshet. It's so poshet. Well, we wanted to go bein l'Rav bein l'Shmuel. Comes the Nachlas David and his first dad says no. He says alumnus. He says no. Da'afka b'da'afkirinu. Dafka b'da'afkirinu, the Hemshech of the Gemara makes sense. What is the Hemshech of the Gemara? That if you're mafkir the Avnas HaKinu Maso, I can't learn directly from Bor, I have to learn from Asad HaShava. Why? Because Bor is in Kor HaChamu Urabo, and Avnas HaKinu Maso is Kor HaChamu Urabo. There's some difference, there's some problem with learning Avnas HaKinu Maso from Bor. Zopta Nachlas David, if lo afkirinu, if you weren't mafkir the Avnas HaKinu Maso, then that chisaron of in Kor HaChamu Urabo, the chisaron that Avnas HaKinu Maso has a koach hacham u'urabo in the creation of the davar amazik, that's not a chisaron anymore. The chisaron of koach hacham u'urabo within the Avnas HaKinu Maso only exists if afkirinu. If he was mafkir the Avnas HaKinu Maso, so then if there's koach hacham u'urabo in the creation of the davar amazik by Avnas HaKinu Maso, then that's a kula. That's a reason to say that I can't learn from Bar, it's a kula. But if he weren't mafkir the Avnas HaKinu Maso, Zokta Nachlas David, the Hemshech of the Gemara doesn't make any sense. If he wasn't mafkir the Avnas HaKinu Maso, then even if it's Koach HaChem U'urabo, it doesn't matter. You should be just as chayiv. You can learn Avnas HaKinu Maso just as much from Bor, even though there's Koach HaChem U'urabo. If he was mafkir the Avnas HaKinu Maso, so then I hear the difference. If it's Koach HaChem U'urabo in the Avnas HaKinu Maso, then I can't learn from Bor. But if he weren't mafkir the Avnas HaKinu Maso, then it doesn't matter that it's Koach HaChem U'urabo in the creation of the Avnas HaKinu Maso, the creation of that mazik. Because even if it's Koach HaChem U'urabo, you mamish can learn Avnas HaKinu Maso from Bor. Why? But I don't understand. If Koach HaChem U'urabo, isn't that different than Bor? Zop Nachlas David, no, there's a very big difference. If he were mafkir the Avnas HaKinu Maso, so why are you being mechayev the person within Bor? You're being mechayev him for the asiya. It's not his mamon anymore. It's hefker. You're not being mechayev him because it's his mamon. You're being mechayev him for the asiya. It's of koach hacham u'urabo. That's a kula in the asiya. There's some other element that's creating the davar hamazik together with him. So since there's a kula in the asiya, I would think you can't learn Avnas HaKinu Maso from Bor. But if he weren't mafkir the Avnas HaKinu Maso, then I don't need an asiya in order to be mechayev him midin Bor. You're chayev because it's your mamon. Avnas HaKinu Maso shalo hifkiron, yechayev not because of the asiya, yechayev because it's your mamon that was mazik. to be chayav because it's Yomama that was mazik. It doesn't matter that there was a koach hacham urabo that helped in the creation of the davar hamazik. The fact is, it's Yomama that was mazik. So if you're being chayav midin bar because it's Yomama that was mazik, the bar belongs to you. So then Avna Sakina Masa, I should be just as chayav because it's my mom. So if you weren't mafkir the Avna Sakina Masa, then you should be chayav even if it is koach hacham urabo. The kula of koach hacham urbo can only apply if the avnos sakinim aso are hefker. Because if they're hefker, it's not my mammon anymore. The only reason to be mechayev me is because I created something. I did an asiyah to create a davar hamazik. So if koach hacham urbo and the asiyah, then there's going to be a kula, and that's why I can't learn avnos sakinim aso directly from bor. So that's bedafka why the gemara says the avnos sakinim aso is talking about when you were mafkir. Because if you are mafkir, you can't be mechayev the person for owning the Avnos HaKinim HaSo, for owning the Bor. You can only be mechayev him for the Asiya, and if Korach HaChar Urabo in the creation, in the Asiya of the Dover HaMazik, of the Avnos HaKinim HaSo, so then there's a Kula. It's less of an Asiya, so then there's less of a reason to be mechayev and less of a reason to connect to Bor. This idea of the Nachlas David is a very, very important Yisro, because what he's alluding to is that there really are two mechayevim in Bor. One is the Maisa Kriya, an action of creating the Bor. But aside from that, there's another way to be mechayev a person in bor. And that is if he owns the bor, if he's the bala bor. Even if he didn't create the bor, he could be chayev if he owns the bor. That's what the Nachlas David is basically saying. That if he's not mafkir the Avnos HaKinim HaSo, he owns the bor. So if he owns the bor, he's going to be chayev anyway. Whether it's his asiya, not his asiya, it doesn't matter. If he owns the bor, he's responsible for that bor. So the kul of Korach HaChem Urbo that the Gemara has, it's only if he were not mafkir. Excuse me, that's only if he were mafkir. If he's mafkir, the Avnos HaKinim HaSo, you can't be mechayev him out the bala bar. He doesn't own the bar. Oh, but you can still be mechayev him for the Maisa Asiyah, right? For the creation of the bar. So if you be mechayev him not for the ownership of the bar, but rather for the Asiyah Sabar, so then the din of Korach HaChem Urbo, that factor is going to play a role, and it might be a kula because it's less of an Asiyah in that case. So tomorrow we'll close the circle and have to look at the Makoros, look at the Rambam, look at some of the other Makoros for these two Yesodos in Bor. You can be Mechayev someone for the creation of the Bor if he does a Maisa Asiyah, but you could also be Mechayev him if he's a Bala Bor, if it's his Mammon, even if he didn't do any Asiyah. So look at the Makoros and then look at some of the other Rishonim and see, are there really Tzvei Dinim in Bor? Not all the Rishonim agree with this. Some Rishonim write it almost beferish. Nachlas David seems to assume like that. Some Rishonim are like that. Look at some of the Rishonim that I ask you to see on the Sugya, you'll see not everyone agrees with this.